Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry, hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, I have no idea what this is. And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Watch College Hoops at Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery in Skokie, where good times are always on tap. Tilted Kilt is featuring Sam Adams Rebel IPA and Rebel Juiced IPA drafts. It's where you want to be. Come out for Tilted Trivia Wednesday nights at 7:30. Of course, there's the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls, beautiful and ever so friendly, eager to put a smile on your face and an ice-cold beer in your hand. Get over to the Tilted Kilt in Skokie on Carpenter Road. A cold beer never looked so good.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra, and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
Your new Mercedes-Benz is here at Knauss. Pick your model, grab the keys, and drive it home. This is our spectacular spring sales event at Knauss. Your opportunity to take advantage of special offers on every new 2017 C-Class, E-Class, and S-Class sedan. Every new 2017 Mercedes-Benz Coupe, Cabriolet, and Roadster. Every new SUV model in our extensive Knauss inventory. Whichever Mercedes-Benz model you choose, you'll love its sculpted looks, luxurious interior, comfort, handling, technology, and advanced safety features. Best of all, you'll know you bought it right with special offers and financing through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Our showroom is ready, our pencils are sharpened, your new car keys are waiting. There never was a better time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
At month's end.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
He goes, I promise you, I'm going to work this out. And my agent was like, he's a little kooky. But at the end of the day, he followed up on his promise, and he made that promise to a lot of guys. And he kept it. And there's some guys that something happened and he couldn't draft them, but yet he found a way to bring them back later and help those guys win championships.
That's Bulls analyst Will Perdue on with Bernstein and Goff earlier today, talking about former Bulls GM Jerry Krause. Krause passed away today at the age of 77. He is a finalist for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the contributor category. He is survived by his wife, two children, and four grandkids. You can catch the Perdue interview on 670thescore.com. Some NFL news for you today. Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton will have surgery next week for a partially torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder. The Bears are re-signing wide receiver Deontay Thompson. And from Kyle Long's Twitter account, giving us a little injury update, the guard is telling us that he can now yog. He can exercise and yog. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Vancouver tonight. Marian Hossa and Johnny Oduya will play. Puck drops at 7:30. AHL, the Wolves are coming off of back-to-back losses. They play in Cleveland this evening. Game starts at 6. Spring training, the Cubs are off. The White Sox face Texas tonight. James Shields opposes Cole Hamels. First pitch at 8:05. Some other White Sox news for you. The Sox and Tim Anderson have agreed to a 6-year, $25 million extension. Also, some roster moves made today. Michael Kopech reassigned to minor league camp. Lucas Giolito, Carson Fulmer, Yoan Moncada, and Reynaldo Lopez option to AAA Charlotte. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays and John Gibbons are finalizing an extension. He's their manager, if you didn't know that. His current contract expires at the end of this season. World Baseball Classic, USA takes on Japan with Tanner Roark getting the start. Winner faces Puerto Rico in the championship game, first pitch at 8 o'clock. And in the NBA tonight, the Bulls play in Toronto. Game tips at 6. Also tonight, Detroit visits Brooklyn and Milwaukee travels to Portland. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Land Rover, above and beyond. Save 25% on brake pads or shocks at participating Midas through April 2nd. See store for details. Not valid with other offers. Shop and disposal fee extra. Additional parts or services extra if needed. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by the Village of Wheeling. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
It's got to be weird for Brad Underwood to have his team playing and he's not coaching it.
Well, you get to watch it. You get to scout it. It's kind of like those weird bowl games where they've got the future coach in the box talking about all the kids out there. And he's like, yep, going to cut that guy. That guy sucks.
It's time for the easiest part of any coach's job, the cut. Now, while I wasn't able to cut everyone I wanted to, I have cut a lot of you. Wendell is cut. Rudy is cut. Steven, I like your hustle. That's why it was so hard to cut you.
And then as soon as the mic turns on, well, you know, I want to thank everybody for making the transition so easy, by the way. Remember, I got to cut that bad, bad quarterback right there.
Get your ass and get your things and get out of here. This is not the way to treat people. Listen, if you didn't know you'd be a scammy, dumb to keep this job. If you didn't know you were in on it, either way, you're out. Get out.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mourning the passing of Jerry Krause today on Bernstein and Goff, also talking about some other things. You know, when I was mentioning before about what Krause did in the scouting of Ozzie Guillen before the White Sox made what was then a blockbuster trade, that how many, and I'm not talking about executives, not at the president level, guys like John McDonough, he was president of the Cubs, president of the Blackhawks. I want to say Stan Kasten has also done the same with the Atlanta Hawks and the Atlanta Braves. Mm-hmm. But when you're actually talking about a scouting and general manager level, who else is in that picture? I'm asking that open-endedly. I mean, really, in some ways, Krause is sui generis in that there are other guys who have been executives in multiple sports. Just like if you can run a company, you can run a company. A CEO can go make widgets or automobiles or sell a service or whatever it may be. But when the discussion is about a guy who was actually himself putting his name on scouting talent in two sports, how many of those are there?
Now that I think about it, I don't have any other than the guys you just mentioned. DeBartolo didn't do anything outside of football.
As an owner?
As an owner, right.
But that's even ownership level. We know guys who own multiple teams.
Guys with the Browns right now trying to do that.
Yeah, Paul DePodesta is going to be that. That's yeah. I guess really that's it, right?
We've talked to Jed and Theo on the Spiegel and Goff Show about, you know, Jed looking at other sports, you know, from afar. thinking what it would be like. We've done that with those guys, but of course they haven't made that jump because they don't have to because they're uber successful at the baseball thing. Yeah. Hockey guys are just hockey guys, and that's about that.
That's all I have to say about that.
There's not a lot of overlapping there when it comes to other sports and hockey. Yeah, football and hockey guys are just, that's what they do. Basketball guys, I think basketball would have the easiest schedule to do that with, right?
Thanks. As Casey pointed out, it used to be that you had downtime, that it wasn't this year-round job, especially for Krause, who did everything. He would actually lower the curtain himself sometimes. When the Berto Center opened and they had the curtain that would keep the prying eyes of the media from seeing what was going on.
You see the last 2 minutes of guys putting up shots, and then they walk out, and you go around the corner, and you
see them warm up. Yeah. And then sometimes it would be Jerry himself, and down that curtain would come, and then we'd hang out and talk about life.
Yeah.
Have some of those conversations.
Or some guys would go through their Rolodex and just yell out which guys were dead in their phone books.
Oh, we love doing that. Yes. Yeah, that was always
this funny. Guy's dead, that guy's dead, this guy should be dead.
Unfortunately, one of the guys of whom I have really good memories in some of those days is dead, in Craig Sager, because you know, he'd be there, he'd be like, hey, I'm going to McDonald's, who wants? And he'd bring back these bags of stuff. Here, take everybody here. I just bought a bunch of food, everybody enjoy. You know, when they would lock you out like that, and then we would sort of cut up our stories, get some of maybe the tape we got early, and then wait to have Steve Kerr come over and be the only guy left with his giant ice packs on his knees while he's practicing free throws.
And then you'd be able to go to walk and roll in the Northbrook court.
There's enough around there. I didn't have to worry about Northbrook court.
Maybe go to go get yourself a nice bagel and coffee.
I did eat a lot. That was still fat days. That was, and with Bears, we'd go to Hawthorne and go to the food court.
How much did you weigh at your fattest?
I don't know, but a lot more than I weigh now. Probably.
How much do you weigh now? Like 140 something? 150 something?
No, I'm I go between 162.8 and 163.6.
BS. You guys think he's 160 something pounds? Yeah,
I could snap him in half like a twig.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie about it.
I thought he was a lot less than that.
No.
Yeah, he's a tiny, tiny man.
No, I know, no. But
no, that's
fat.
Because, you know, I weigh myself every day.
Yeah, I do. I know that.
Yes. I'm between 162.8 and 163.6.
And if you get
depending
to
on water weight.
If you get to like 165, there's an issue, huh? You start
Then I hit the steam in the sauna until I'm not leaving that building until I'm in my range because I'm a crazy person.
You're dehydrated, but you're in your range.
Right. But then I go put it all back on in a couple spin drifts, right?
Right.
But I still have to see that it's about the number. I've got to get that number where I got to get it.
I feel you, man.
If I lose discipline, you know, then all hell's going
to
break.
I got down to 216. You thought I won the Super Bowl, boy. I was running around butt naked through that house. Like, look at this, baby. Have you seen this before? Because I haven't. Look at this. Take a look at this. Look now. And now it's just back up to places that I don't want to be at.
Yeah, one time I got to like 161 and I texted my wife, like, I'm at 161. And she texted back, I don't care.
Right. Right.
The 512 texter says Eddie Olczyk could own a horse and run a hockey team, but he hasn't actually done it. Now, he coached.
Yeah, he coached.
He coached, and yeah, he probably could, but we know he can analyze both. But Krause is unique in that if Paul DePodesta can do it, if he can put himself in charge of a football team and figure it out, what?
Usually text messages don't make me laugh.
That's
and
a good
I
one.
Can't read this, but you know exactly which one I'm looking at.
The
815 one. Sui Genuis, what middle class regular Joe is going to know what that means? You are such.
That's a great word.
A Peter Smooch.
No, but he used the C word instead. And I don't. I'm not.
That's awesome. I'm going to use that now. Call a guy a Peter Smooch.
That's.
Shout out to the 815 for making a contribute to the show.
The one above it's hilarious, too.
Did you mean sui genuis or sui generis?
Because as in both probably the Arkansas chant.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what he's doing. He's making a Krause's fat joke. No, it's just a term that means, you know, to a very unique
personality.
We should have a Dan's,
self-made
a Dan word of the day.
No, people know what it means. And if they don't know what it means, I don't care. I'm not, because...
Well, you can
I'm not,
help. I've always told you about...
20 years, I've never power, talked down to you.
Your
here.
Power... What?
I never, as far as the words that I use,
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah, you don't dumb it down. I know. Never, yeah, I got ever, you. Yeah, ever, ever, it's respectable. Ever. But people can learn things every once in a while. Pick up a Dan word of the day kind of thing. Next thing you know, you start packaging those. You maybe have Ed Sherman do the forward, and we're out there selling books.
Jeff in West Chicago, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, the 815 coming through again.
No doubt.
Hey, guys, you were talking about guys who are successful in a couple sports, heading up a team and organization or whatever. And the one guy that came to my mind was Jerry Colangelo. I think we'll headed up to Arizona, getting them a baseball team and then Team USA.
Yeah, that's the executive level. Yeah. There's multiple examples of guys that have been able to do it as team president or executive VP. But as far as actually getting dirty getting onto the backfields and finding guys and really being on the sports side of it rather than the business side of it, that would be...
It's a good name, though.
That Krause would be an example of somebody who I think underappreciatedly has done it. But yeah, thank you, Jeff, as always. Somebody just dropped off. Some guy in Macomb wanted to mention Joe Gibbs as far as...
Racing and football?
Yeah, but I don't know enough. Is he like working on cars?
I know you had the headset and the onesie.
He ran
on
the team, yeah. Yeah. Won multiple championships. Bobby Labonte and Tony Stewart.
Nice.
That's the 815 coming through for you and me.
Fat Dan. Tony Stewart.
Yep.
Yeah. That's Tony Stewart back in the day.
That's back to the Fat Dan days.
Yeah, Fat Dan days. Yeah. Although you didn't kill a guy in your car.
That's true, as far as you know.
Well, I haven't yet. Yeah. Bourbon A trips get a little sketchy every once in a while.
I still have to make it to and from hockey practice today.
You're not going to kill anyone on the way to hockey practice.
I don't plan to.
Besides your son, maybe. But, you know.
Unless that bike jerk is there again.
What?
Oh, my God. This one guy.
Who rides his bike to?
It's like two of my wheels. When I was going around somebody, and two of my wheels were in the bike lane, and this self-appointed bike policeman pulls in front of the car and stops. It's like, says, "You were in the bike lane."
I gotta ask.
And I said, "I'm going around people," and then I just sort of went around him, and he stops and goes over to like a red light camera and starts waving his arms. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm waving to get the attention of the police."
Oh, man.
I laughed so hard.
You're going to sit here. You want me to wait for you to flag the police down?
I'm going to hop.
Right. I'll be around the corner. I'll actually tell you where I'm going to park.
Meanwhile, if you knew anything about the neighborhood, that there's probably a couple of cops in the lobby of the rink watching games.
See, I thought you were talking about actual bike police.
No, this is just a guy on
citizens
a bike.
Citizens on patrol.
Yes, exactly.
And making a citizen's arrest.
Your reaction is exactly right. It's, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, because I was going to ask a question about bike police to all of our police officers listening out there. Like, because when you get assigned to a bike, do you take a hit ego-wise? Because, I mean, you're still the police. You're on a bike.
Yeah, you're in shape.
I'm not talking about
free exercise.
I'm not talking about the amount of shape you're in either.
It's like the people at the work desk with the exercise bikes.
The ball, yeah. Oh, yeah, the pedals under the desk. Yeah, Shep's very familiar with that, the pedals under the desk.
What do you mean?
His beautiful wife has
She's
the pedals
doing
under
the desk.
Yeah.
Really?
All freaking day.
Yeah.
She's like Lance Armstrong.
I didn't know about it until yesterday. Not that he was married.
That's a lot of calorie burn. That is a lot of rest and calorie burn.
And walks everywhere. I mean, 10 degrees outside, we're walking.
Yeah? Good for her. That's awesome.
Cool, I'll be in an Uber.
I'll meet you there. I'll leave 20 minutes from now so we can actually arrive at the same time. But for the bike police out there, though, like, when you jump into your car and you see your guys or your girls on bikes, and do you kind of snicker? Do bike police get this? Because bike police usually...
They can still shoot you.
I didn't say... Well, come on. Any police could shoot me.
That's true. They're allowed.
Yeah, exactly. But for bike police, and for the bike police out there, I'm not disrespecting you, but like, do you run into a certain amount or lack thereof of respect because you're on a bike?
Well, what's higher in the ranking, horse guy or bike guy? Because those are some
horse guys
big
got
ass
some
horses.
Very, like that, whenever I see police on horses, I'm like,
yeah, because that guy can shoot you and run you over with a horse.
Just got some weird vibes that I get where I'm like, why don't you get off that thing and talk to me? Like,
no,
stop! Don't.
I'm on my high horse.
Right. I'm going to have my comrade, my teammate here, poop on your shoes, and then I'm going to arrest you. Because I'm on a horse.
And, no, that was the guy. That was the bike cop who said
right,
that. Actually,
poop on your shoes.
Right. Hey, Larry, come over here. Do that thing again. I don't wanna.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You listen to 670 The Score.
Mully
and Hanley here.
So you say you're a Chicago sports fan?
Well, we're your guys in the morning, live at 5.
The biggest stories from your favorite teams:
Cubs, Sox, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls. We've got it all.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station,
an official radio home of the World Champions Chicago Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford Tough. The long national nightmare is over. TB12's Super Bowl jersey has been found, and everybody, the NFL, the Patriots, Houston PD, the FBI, even Mexican authorities played a role in recovering it and another. The NFL blew the lid off this thing yesterday, saying that the crook was a, quote, credentialed member of the international media, end quote. So, the NFL apparently was credentialing Danny Ocean to cover the Super Bowl, and this guy was walking into Super Bowl locker rooms and walking out with memorabilia worth six figures. And he was doing it between taking selfies with his marks. Maybe the most cold-blooded move a media member has ever pulled off. So the nightmare is over, the jerseys are back where they belong, and maybe, just maybe, the healing can now begin. I'm Jim Rome.
We don't run from doubt. We overcome it. We don't succumb to fear. We out-train it. We don't wish for progress. We fight for it. That is how Marines win. Learn more about the fight at marines.com.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, have you heard about the 20-year anniversary sale going on over at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendo Heights? Well, it's on, and that means big savings for you on all Chevy Malibus, Cruises, Equinoxes, Silverados, and much, much more. Over 400 new Chevys all marked with special never-seen-before anniversary discounts. It's their biggest sale in 20 years. It's like their sale is on sale. 20-year anniversary event at Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. They really are the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and you walk in.
One of the world's most popular bands returns to North America. Coldplay. A Head Full of Dreams tour. August 17th, Soldier Field. With special guests Aluna George and Izzy Bizzy. Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com or charge by phone. Don't miss Coldplay in concert.
Get her. Your comfort isn't seasonal, and that's why, year-round, you can depend on Westinghouse's high-efficiency space and water heaters. Go to HomeDepot.com and check out our ENERGY STAR-rated space heating boiler. Or check out our high-efficiency gas and electric water heaters, from 98% efficient gas tankless to large-volume electric storage water heaters with lifetime warranties. Westinghouse has you covered. Westinghouse.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
In a fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra. And subject to change after promo rate.
This week in sports history. The Boston Patriots became the New England Patriots this week in 1971. President Jimmy Carter announced the U.S. boycott of the Moscow Olympics this week in 1980. NFL owners passed the infamous anti-celebrating rule this week in 1984. Arthur Ashe was named into the International Tennis Hall of Fame this week in 1985. This week in 1991, NFL owners stripped Phoenix of the 1993 Super Bowl due to Arizona not recognizing Martin Luther King Day. And this week in 1994, Wayne Gretzky set an NHL record with 802 goals scored.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son? Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side. I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Radio. This is the Big League on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Modern Olympics began in Athens, Greece, this week in 1896. This week in 1897 had the first major college basketball game. Women were allowed to attend boxing matches this week in 1916. This week in 1934 had the first Masters Golf Championship. The NHL's longest game took place this week in 1936. The NBA modified the free throw rule this week in 1957. This week in 1958, Sugar Ray Robinson became the first boxing champion to win 5 times.
0.2 seconds left. Michael Jordan running on fumes with 45 points.
That was the final shot of the Bulls' dynastic era. Michael Jordan pushing off on Brian Russell. And yes, it was a push off, but the follow through was so pretty. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. We're talking to you about Jay Krause and the passing of the former Bulls GM at the age of 77. It was during the first segment of our show today, and we've been talking about it on and off. And if you want to jump in with anything that you have to say or your thoughts on that 90s Bulls era, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You can also text us at 67011 because I asked the bike cop question, and 67011 is being filled up now with guys and girls who are bike cops or work closely with them. This one says, Chicago bicyclists are the worst people on the planet. I saw one run a red light, get hit by a car, and my first instinct was to cheer. That's not nice. From the 630, I'm in law enforcement, and we get jealous of the bike cops who get free workouts. This is from the 773. My buddy is the only person I've ever seen get pulled over and get an actual ticket from bike police 7 years ago. This still continues as if it was yesterday. This is from the 847. Bike patrol is a blast. The crap that you roll up on while riding a bike is great. And if you know police officers, they want to be in the mix. Like they want to be involved. So you know, anytime I talk to my uncle about it, he can't wait to tell me, oh man, I rolled up on this crazy scene. So if you can go anywhere Like, you can go cut through an alley or something like that. You don't have a car. I hope you're not cutting through somebody's alley with a car. But if you got a bike, I'm sure you can find yourself in some different positions. And apparently, the bike cops get all the ladies, too, because you can just roll up and take a quick picture with Chicago PD.
Look at my strong legs.
Yeah, look at these.
You got these going, huh?
Look at these calves, huh? And this is from the 847. Horse cop greater than bike cop greater than Segway cop. And I think it's official that the Segway cop is the one that gets the least amount of respect around the city. I'm not saying that you should disrespect cops, but this, from what we're seeing...
I heard here, what you said.
Like, oh, Goff hates cops again with his Kaepernick stuff. No, look, this is from cops who are texting us up right now saying, yeah, the Segway duty is the duty you kind of really want to stay away from.
The 847 is like, ooh, another yuppie jerk who hates bikers. No, I don't hate all bikers, but I just the
yuppie jerk, yeah.
The self-appointed, well, I'm not young enough to be a yuppie. Yuppie is young urban professional. I'm an opie.
I'm an opie.
Yeah, that's no question. But no, this was just a guy who was mad that a car was in a bike lane to get around somebody who was making a turn. It's like, dude, you got better things to do with your life. You're trying to flag down cops.
Yeah.
We're just going to drop a kid at hockey practice. I'm going home.
This from 217. If Jordan pushed off, why does the hand on Russell's back go down and not forward? You know what this guy is? This guy is that guy who has been having this conversation for the last 19 years with everyone and every bar he could possibly muster it up with right there. That's the guy right there. He's like, yeah, what, a push off? Go back. Look at my phone. I've got it on my phone right now. So, yes, Michael Jordan did push off. Doesn't make him any worse of a player.
Scoreboard update.
Jason, I got a ticket from a bike cop a long time ago.
Did you?
Yep.
That is a defeating
1999,
feeling.
I was working for the Rosebud Restaurants out in Naperville, and I was last guy working, and it was after midnight. It was parked in a parking lot that had a one-way entrance and one-way exit, and the parking lot was empty. The downtown Naperville was empty, and I drove out of the entrance of the parking lot, and a bike cop pulled me over and gave me a ticket.
Oh, that sucks.
It's like 12:30 at night.
That was probably his 10th of the night.
I'm like, dude, there's no one. I mean, yeah. There's no one around, man. I'm like, yeah. Give me a break.
Hey, the law's the law.
Like, he rolled up and tapped on the window, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
See, but I don't know if there's a ton of crime in Rosemont, so, you know, this. Yeah.
But everybody's a cop in Rosemont, right? But
it was Naperville. I was working for Rosebud. It was downtown Naperville.
Oh, Rosebud.
Yeah. And it was completely empty.
Naperville's different. You know, Naperville, didn't they have to, like, start shutting down the
curfew.
Bars at 12:30 because dudes just start kicking the hell out of each other.
I think there was one incident where one guy got stabbed at a bar in downtown.
Yeah, but there was like bar fights every night like a couple of weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they were like, maybe. You know what?
The problem
before the Browns catch wind of this, can we stop serving drinks at
the Cleveland
12?
Browns?
Right.
Or the people at Browns Chicken? I mean,
yeah. Trent Richardson is just going
to
pull up.
That's a tough place to be too sometimes.
In my experience in Naperville, the issues that you only have down there would be overserved cougars and milfs.
And also the spawn of these cougars and milfs. They're kids
out there
getting hammered and want to fight in the streets.
All right, after the update, David Schuster is going to join us from the Advocate Center. He's got exclusive sound from John Paxson on the passing of Jerry Krause.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The push for the playoffs is on, and the Wolves are currently battling for first place. They have 5 home games remaining, including Rockford. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The story of the day, former Bulls GM Jerry Krause passed away today at the age of 77. Krause is a finalist for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in the contributor category. And as Dan just mentioned there, Schuster coming up next with exclusive audio with John Paxson. NFL news, Carolina Panthers QB Cam Newton will have surgery next week for a partially torn rotator cuff in his throwing shoulder. He'll miss OTAs. Bears are re-signing wide receiver Deontay Thompson. And from Kyle Long's Twitter account, the guard giving us an injury update that he can now jog and exercise. In hockey, the Blackhawks host at Vancouver tonight. Marian Hossa, Johnny Oduya will play. Puck drops at 7:30. In an interview today, Gary Bettman, he's the commissioner of the NHL, he said, quote, assume we are not going, end quote, regarding NHL players in the 2018 Winter Olympics. AHL, the Wolves are coming off back-to-back losses. They play in Cleveland this evening. Game starts at 6. Spring training, the Cubs are off, and the White Sox face Texas tonight. James Shields opposes Cole Hamels. First pitch at 8:05. The Sox and Tim Anderson agreed to a 6-year, $25 million extension. The Sox also making roster moves today. Michael Kopech reassigned to minor league camp. Lucas Giolito, Carson Fulmer, Yoan Moncada, and Ronaldo Lopez optioned to Triple A Charlotte. Elsewhere in baseball, the Blue Jays and John Gibbons are finalizing an extension. His current contract expires at the end of this season. World Baseball Classic. USA takes on Japan with Tanner Roark getting the start. Winner faces Puerto Rico in the championship game. First pitch at 8. And in the NBA, our Bulls, they play in Toronto. Game tips at 6, right when this show ends. Also tonight, Detroit visits Brooklyn and Milwaukee travels to Portland. To join the score and Dos Equis at Merkel's Bar and Grill on Clark Street in Chicago this Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Come by, watch the game, enjoy a cold Dos Equis, and grab some great score prizes. Just walk up and take them. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score. We're celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Buffalo Wild Wings is in full basketball mode because they're the official hangout for March Madness. So grab your friends and get to B-dubs. Then grab a drink, grab some wings, and watch every game on their wall-to-wall TVs. Try their limited-time items like kickin' shrimp tacos or ultimate cheese sampler. Bring your bracket and don't miss a second of the NCAA tournament at Buffalo Wild Wings in Round Lake Beach, Vernon Hills, or Mount Prospect. Or order online at buffalowildwings.com.
Stop in, see if I can get some official comment from anybody. John Paxson was here, and before he left the building just a short couple of moments ago, I got a chance to sit down with him. I'm just going to play it. It's about 9.5 minutes. Here we go. All right, we're talking with John Paxson, Executive Vice President of Bulls Basketball Operation. And John, this is a sad day for this organization and the city of Chicago sports-wise, because I'll just say it, a legend passed away today.
Yeah, he did, and it is sad, and I knew that Jerry had not been in great health for the last couple of years. Gar had stayed in touch with him a little bit, and we had him to a practice during training camp. And you know, he was struggling to get around, and you know, he didn't look great. You know, just kind of his color and all that kind of stuff. But you know, when something like this happens, you know, you think about. You know, what he meant to the organization, and obviously, you know, those 6 championships were directly related to his decisions, and that's pretty special.
And John, he never forgot his roots. I mean, he was a Chicago guy through and through, came from Albany Park, just loved talking about the city. That was just embedded in him.
Yeah, he was proud of the city, and then to be affiliated with the White Sox and the Bulls organizations. That was important to him. You know, he did take, what I saw was he took a lot of pride in working for Jerry Reinsdorf and working for the organization. And that's something that I've always remembered, you know, being fortunate enough to have played here and done the things that I've been given the opportunity to do. You do take great pride in that, and he certainly did.
You know, he was known as, quote-unquote, the sleuth. But really what that meant more than anything else, besides being secretive, and that's almost like a trend in sports nowadays anyway, but he outworked people. That's what he was really known for through the circles, and that he was most proud of as well.
Yeah, he was, I'd call Jerry a grinder. He was a grinder, and you have to be. You know, back in a lot of his career, he didn't have access to the things that we do now. You know, I mean, they didn't videotape games over internationally. You know, you had to go on the ground a lot and be there to evaluate. You know, he went to a lot of the small gyms around the country. I thought over the years that, you know, he had so many underrated kind of decisions that he made that helped shape the team. You know, Scotty was the trade for Scotty on draft day was in my opinion, was the most important one. But one that doesn't get talked about very much is when he traded a favorite in Charles Oakley for Bill Cartwright, and Bill ended up solidifying our team. And I also feel that, you know, he hired Tex Winter as an assistant coach almost right off the bat, and it was. You know, it had a lot of foresight to it, because the one thing that I learned was that, you know, Tex was one of the great teachers of the game. And I think Jerry saw that in him and wanted that, you know, for the organization. And And the older I get watching basketball, I think the great teachers of the game are few and far between. So that was a decision or a choice that he made. So a lot of great things. You know, he had his quirks. Anybody who knew him or was around him knows that. But I also think that a lot of it was the perception. You know, he didn't look like a basketball person. But he certainly was a smart basketball person, and his legacy's up in the rafters and always will be.
Yeah, I know if you want to compare him to somebody, he sort of reminded you of the character in the TV, Columbo. He would wear that big overcoat, and he would be sitting in the stands, and he always had that yellow legal pad on his lap, just writing down notes. And I also remember a lot of times, like at the combine or something like that, he would sit on one side of the gym. He'd have his assistants or coaches on the other side of the gym. He really took pride in being a scout at heart.
Oh, that's what he was, you know, and he always talked about that. He always had a Branch Rickey book on his desk. He was influenced by him in the baseball world, and I know he had a lot of respect for what Red Auerbach did. You'd hear him talk about the teams that he built. So he had a map and a game plan for when he got the job here. And you know, I look back on it, and I was I'd played my first 2 years in San Antonio, and he got the job in the spring of '85 when Jerry Reinsdorf bought the team, and I was sitting at home in September, and I got some calls from this new general manager of the Chicago Bulls, Jerry Krause. I didn't know him, you know, but he kept telling me to be, you know, because I was looking at a couple of places to maybe go, and he kept telling me to be patient. I'm trying to, you know, find a way to work this out to get you here, and finally did. I actually signed the day in 1985 when Michael broke his foot out in Golden State. Mm-hmm. I was in Chicago taking my physical and everything, and I flew out to L.A. where we were playing the Clippers, and Michael was flying back to Chicago. But, you know, so I was there from the beginning and saw everything. So, you know, the one thing that he always talked about, you know, was, you know, and this is where you knew you were, you know, you were in with him, was, you know, he talked about our kind of people. OKP was his little phrase there, and he would talk about that quite a bit. So, it's, you know, when days like this come, you know, you gives everyone an opportunity to give him his just due. I think that from an organizational standpoint, at the enshrinement ceremony this past year when Jerry Reinsdorf went to the Basketball Hall of Fame, I think he said it appropriately about how Jerry Krause was, you know, such a big reason why he was in. The sad thing is that I think everybody would tell you that Jerry Krause belongs in the Hall of Fame. And the sad part is that, you know, he will get in there one day, but he won't be around to see it. And but hopefully his family will be, and they'll, you know, they'll take great pride in it when that day does come. But again, you know, 6 championships in an era where you know, basketball was at a great pinnacle was something pretty special.
And I always know that you've been appreciative that when you got the job as general manager of the Bulls, that he was incredibly gracious to you, and I believe had you over to his house, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, he might have been the first person I called after I got the job, and I said, look, I'd just like to pick your brain, spend a little time with you. He was gracious. I went over to his house, and he, you know, we talked about a lot of different subjects, nothing in depth other than the thing I remember most is he had a list of agents, and we went down them, and he told me the pros and cons and the good and the
mostly
bad.
Mostly cons,
yeah,
sure.
there were, but he did have some you could trust, and that for the most part bore out to be pretty true. I mean, he was. You mentioned it earlier. He was a scout at heart, you know. So even after he left here, he went back to baseball and kind of his roots. But like I said, I know that he wasn't in great physical condition the last few years, and was, you know, so hopefully he was at peace with his life and himself, and that's what you hope for, and hopefully his family is hearing, you know, some of the things that are being said, and they can take pride in the fact that he, you know, he did so much for the Chicago basketball landscape, and you know, and was very important to the organization.
And one last thing, and use that word. He was always vilified for the statement that he made that organizations win championships, and I know exactly where he was coming from, as do you, that he wanted to get some credit for some of the people who work behind the scenes. Obviously, the players score the baskets and defend on the other end of the court, but he wanted to always make sure that there were other people in the organization that got some credit.
Well, things can get taken anyway. You know, I mean, recently I said something about building with the players as opposed to building around, and people can take it any way they want, and Jerry, that's what happened to Jerry in that statement. You know, rational people will look at that statement and say, yeah, we get what he's saying. Yeah, it does take, you know, and I've always said this, basketball is a team game, and it involves a lot of people, and not just the guys on the court and the coaches. It involves a lot of people. So, it's too bad. But I've told people, he seemed to be an easy target for a lot of people. And it doesn't mean he was without flaws. He, you know, at times...
irascible, would that be a word?
It would probably be a good word for him, you know, and that doesn't always rub people the right way. And, you know, and you're not going to go through life having everyone like you anyway. So, but this is a day where you look back at his life and his legacy, and you say to yourself, you know, here was a homegrown product that worked his way up, had great success, and mattered in making the Bulls a relevant product and organization. So, you just hope he's resting peacefully.
And guys, on a personal note, I was fortunate enough to be fairly close to Jerry Krause over the years, especially when, you know, they were up at the Berto Center all those years. And we would go out to lunch periodically, and sometimes Bill Cartwright would actually join us, and whether we went to Chili's that was close by or Max and Benny's, where he had his own little table in the back room there. And he would tell some good stories, and you know what? He was interesting in a lot of different ways. He also had a sense of humor about him that he didn't show very often, and can tell a pretty good dirty joke every now and then, too. So, you know, rest in peace. I mean, he definitely should be in the Hall of Fame, and it's just a shame that he won't get in while he's still alive.
What's your favorite memory personally, Shu, for a guy who has been around Press Row for, 50 years now, as long as you've been?
Not that many. Because I don't have a gold watch for all the years yet. No, just the fact that, you know, he would just take me under his wing every now and then and just trust me. I mean, much like John Paxson trusts me to do interviews periodically, Jerry Krause would do it. He didn't get close to very many reporters. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, just being able to go out to lunch with him and Bill Cartwright, I mean, two basketball luminaries in my mind, and just listening to some of the stories that they would tell. I mean, it was fascinating. And this is during and before and even after all the championship years. So I was just pretty lucky to know him during that time.
It's real stuff from Pax, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he gets it, and he knows that...
It's good to hear him with his guard down talking about basketball things.
I agree.
Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of other things you could say about Jerry, pros and cons, but mm-hmm. Today's the day that you just remember all the good things that he did. And like I said in the question to him, I mean, he loved the city of Chicago, and he was so proud, talking about Jerry Krause now, of winning a championship in his hometown. It meant the world to him.
That's really good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
That's David Schuster from the Advocate Center. See, he's going there to cover a hockey game, but he stops over and he pulls Pax out of his office and gets him downstairs and gets some very heartfelt stuff from the Bulls executive vice president.
Yeah. David Schuster, for a very long time now, has been a reporter's reporter, man. That dude has covered almost everything in this city for the last, I don't know, 3 decades or
almost.
Something like that. Good for him.
What hasn't he covered? And you haven't even mentioned the story of the day, Mr. You Hate Soccer, Mr. Won't Give Soccer Its Due.
What?
Because the fire got Bastian Schweinsteiger, right?
Am I supposed to know that? Why would I know that?
That's your job. I'm putting you.
What?
I put you in charge
what
of Chicago Fire Soccer.
What just happened here?
I put you in charge.
Just say.
I wanted to say your name.
Listen. Jay. I don't have a smooth segue for this.
Nope.
I just want to drop this on your head.
I wanted to say the name.
I got some things written on my yellow pad.
I have been
not
waiting.
One of them is soccer.
Come on.
Albert
I've been waiting.
Braunschweiger.
Not Albert Braunschweiger.
Ooh, it's digging
it's
in the crates there.
Bastian Schweinsteiger. Which translates roughly to Bastian,
our new Attorney General.
Bastian Pig Farmer, or actually Bastian Pig Stabler.
Really?
A one who
last year had Slump Buster.
I was about to say
Slump Buster.
Zach Bowman all of a sudden.
Whoa.
The story? Come on.
One who keeps pigs in the stable is known as a Schweinsteiger. Not to be confused with a Schweinstuka. That's different. That's a Schweinstuka is the pig sticker or the knife used to slaughter the pigs, which also has a different connotation.
I'm gonna let you do this because they did not sign
Bastian Schweinstuka.
I got no thoughts on the Schweinsteigers or the Schweinstukers. I gotta be careful.
I just want to hear the
say
goal
one
call.
Of these names improperly, and the next thing you know, they're gonna dump it. And then we're gonna have to have a conversation.
No, I looked it up. I looked because I knew Schwein was pig.
Schwein.
I didn't know that a Steiger.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Like I guess Rod Steiger then would be a stable.
Sticker.
No, that's Stuka. Not Steiger.
Like Rodney Stuckey?
No, not there... German.
No?
Not actually.
Are you sure?
Rodney Stuckey translated from the old high German is guy trying to get his.
Right, bad shot taker.
Bad shot taker. That would be the Rodney Stuckey.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. If you want to jump in, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. You'll listen to 670 The Score.
The Score remembers Jerry Krause.
Well, I'm pretty proud of all of our guys. We had good people who understood what winning was about and sacrificed. That's what happens when you have that. You win.
The most successful GM in Chicago history. Jerry Krause, rest in peace. Newcastle Home Loan, NMLS number 15580, Equal Housing Lender.
Home prices are up 32% since 2012, over 6% in just last year. If you own a home, refinance now and take some cash out. Pay off high credit card debt, breathe a little easy. I'm Jim Quist, Newcastle.loans. See me online at Newcastle.loans. That's Newcastle.loans. Or call 855-610-1112. 855-610-1112. I'm here to help you. It's easy. Refinance and get the cash you need.
We have something to the promo, but that's just us. Should we wait on this?
No, I said my name. Why haven't you spoken yet?
And I'm Dan Bernstein.
And our good friends over at Mattress Firm, they have a great opportunity for you. It's so great, Dan. I'm calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, darn it.
Yep, you're calling it that because that's what it says at the very top of the page.
That's exactly right. In big type.
Huge letters. That's exactly what it says. So I admire your creativity.
Thank you.
Mattress Firm is trying to clear out tens of thousands of famous name brand floor models and mattresses in stock. So it's not just the floor models. They got to make room for the new stuff. So the top name brands are... What, you're saying you're hot?
It's so hot in here.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Are they trying to smoke you out or something?
I don't know.
Is there hot boxing you? Oh. Truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models.
Yeah, and you have to get in there because once they're gone, all that merchandise is gone. So don't miss this, as I'm calling it, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sleep.
It's genius on your part. You're a marketing
like never
whiz.
Before. You've got to go to Mattress Firm. Here's the beauty of it, though, Dan. You can sleep interest-free. You, if you buy one, our listeners, if they buy one, too. Until 2022.
What you need to do is go to the Mattress Firm near you. And you're picturing one, but there's probably several others. Maybe on your way home from work. Maybe as you're running an errand. Because once they're gone, they're gone. So get in there to the Mattress Firm and you go to the sleep expert. You describe how you sleep and how your significant other might sleep and what your needs might be. And the next thing you know, you are saving up to 70%.
Right. And there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. They have the best brands, the best prices, and of course, the sleep experts who will walk you through their simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. So take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Get in the Mattress Firm and get yourself a brand new mattress. You start sleeping better. You feel better every day. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
Business owners, are you looking to relocate? I'm John Malanafee. Do you want a central location near Interstate 294, Eden's Expressway, public transportation? Then consider Wheeling. Wheeling has Chicago Executive Airport, 14 million square feet of manufacturing space, and is home to the Westin and famous Restaurant Row. New businesses may be eligible for tax incentives. Join Valspar, FedEx, and Bob Chins. Call me at 847-499-9094 or visit wheelingil.gov. Your business will take off in Wheeling.
You deserve the best starting point for your successful university career. Governor State University has the major you want, student housing, and renovated labs, classrooms, and library. Discover GSU at their open house Saturday, March 25th from 10 to 2. Visit govst.edu/openhouse for more information.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Mike and Denise's Pizzeria Bar and Grill. So good they have two locations. Mike and Denise's has always been passionate about authentic food and original recipes. In addition to their menu full of delicious entrees, fresh salads, and perfect pizzas, they also have a fully stocked bar with over 20 beers on tap, including 550 Samuel Adams tall drafts every day. They've got flat screens everywhere with all of the college basketball games. Everything you could want in one place. Actually, two places. Mike and Denise's Pizzeria is located in Aurora and Yorkville.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoVille and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 3/21/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoVille, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
CDL Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career? Don't miss this great opportunity to join the Burr Ridge team at Saia LTL Freight. Saia offers up to 64 cents per mile to experienced OTR drivers, along with a generous benefits package and great home time. And their average driver tenure is more than 9 years. If you're ready to find a place to call home, then give them a call, 888-965-1230, or visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on Careers.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're going to be joined after the top of the hour by a certain guest who also had some experiences with Jerry Krause, spent time with him for a long time, and will be weighing in on his passing. I'll let you guess who it might be. Keep it here. You've got Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
New basketball coach for the Fighting Illini, Brad Underwood.
I don't know why we would run from anybody. You'll find out with me real quick. I'm not afraid of much, and I dream big, and to be the best, you've got to beat the best. We're going to play good people.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back. Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
case, and now I'm back getting more because my wife and I like so many of these things. There's some really serious wine drinkers who tell me, you know, Bernstein, I didn't believe you on some of this stuff, but now I kind of have an idea of what I'm drinking based on some of these descriptions. And kind of once you get hooked on this, you're hooked. And what I've been hearing about a lot is the 528 Napa Valley Meritage. This is an unbelievable Napa Valley red blend. It is sourced from Spring Mountain, Oakville, Rutherford, and St. Helena. It's a San Diego International Wine Competition gold winner. It is a San Francisco Chronicle double gold winner. And this is sort of that Bordeaux-style setup here. Napa Valley Cabernet and Merlot with some Cabernet Franc, some Malbec, and some Petit Verdot. And we're talking about the base of this wine hailing from one of Spring Mountain's legendary estates. And see, Cam can't tell you exactly where because that's the deal. Because this place made too much and he bought it up. And then they made the blend. They put their name on it. And then you're drinking a gold medal wine. This is a ridiculous deal because the Lot 528 is $16. It's almost unfair. And especially now. Because on your first order of three or more bottles at chwine.com, when you enter the code Dan, you get free shipping on your order and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. So you're talking about wines that are already up to 50% off because they're sold direct to you. It's a no-brainer to try Cameron Hughes wine. Free shipping is a massive saving.